celebrating 100 years.
77 WABC.
Welcome back to the John Katsimatidis Cats at Night Show. I'm Lydia Serrano here with John Katsimatidis and Governor David Patterson. And we just got some two great guests that just came into studio with us, right, John?
Yes. We have the former Archbishop of South America for the Greek Orthodox Church, Archbishop Tarasios, and Father?
Father Christopher.
Christopher. And where is your parish, Father?
St. Paul's in Hempstead, New York.
Hempstead, New York. That's a good place.
And you know, Father, I'm from Hempstead, New York.
Oh, are you?
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
No, I went to school in Hempstead, New York. I went to Hempstead High School. I know right where St. Paul's was because I went to Fulton School.
Okay.
Which was
wonderful.
It's
a small world.
Right by.
Introduce Larry.
We have Larry Kudlow on the line. I mean, does Larry even need an introduction? Who doesn't know who Larry Kudlow is? He's our financial guru.
Absolutely.
Larry. Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Hi. I'm fine, thanks. How's everybody?
Good. How is the roller coaster of the markets treating us?
Well, look, markets were down today. They were down a bit this week, but they're still holding the high ground. You're still, you know, they lost a little bit after hitting 35,000 on the Dow, but there's a lot of powerful numbers today. We're now through above the pre-pandemic levels of the whole economy. GDP is strong. Workers are getting paid. Worker wages rising 3.5% year on year. So they're coming back very nicely with good productivity, 2.6%. Profits are roaring. Inflation is too high, 4% year on year, although it's not the worst thing I've ever seen. And there may be a let up in inflation coming. Just today, Chicago purchasing managers were very strong, way above expectations. I mean, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We got the infrastructure bill. I could do without all the green stuff, which inflated the cost to taxpayers. And the big thing is going to be this budget reconciliation bill, which, if it goes through, will inflict enormous damage to the economy because of massive tax increases, big regulatory takeover by the government in the name of the Green New Deal, more entitlements, more transfer payments, no work requirements, no employment incentives. I mean, that's going to be a turning point, but we won't have that vote on reconciliation probably for quite some time. So for now, sit back and enjoy it. You know, the market corrected a little bit this week. It's a good time to buy the dip.
Well, I think the I personally feel the bank stocks are very, very strong. They dipped, and I think they dipped more than they should have, and I think they're great buys.
Think about banks. It's kind of interesting. Banks have so much money, so much cash. They have more money than they know what to do with. And they're actually giving some of it back to the Fed. I mean, the whole system is flush with cash at virtually zero interest rates, at least at the short end. So it's kind of like free money. So if you put free money together with record profits or earnings, you got yourself a good stock market, and I'm sure bank stocks will do fine, but I would be a buyer across the board. You know, I always say buy the index, buy the S&P 500 index. You're buying the whole country. Actually, you're buying the whole world for that matter. There's a boom going on around the world. So enjoy. Enjoy.
Larry, do you think that the fall in the market or the sort of volatility is actually coming from issues that are ancillary to finance? You know, just how people are feeling about living in the country and our culture and the virus and all other types of indicators as opposed to financial ones?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't see there's much volatility. The VIX index is very low. So you get, you know, ups and downs, but it's within a narrow range. I think the market could break up on the upside. I don't think this rally is finished yet at all. Again, profits are the mother's milk of stocks. Go back to basics. Profits are everything. So if you have cheap money, big profits, more cash than you know what to do with, It's a pretty good combination. I wouldn't want to be out of the stock market. I'd want to be in it.
Is there any particular sectors that I know that you're very much concerned about the government pushing the green crisis?
Which I can't find. What is the green crisis? I love this. That was in the summary notes from the White House description of this infrastructure deal. They call it the climate crisis. Do you know that we're beating the Paris Climate Accord targets, that since 2005, carbon emissions in the U.S. have dropped 25%.
Wow.
Now, the Paris Accords said, using 2005 as a base, that carbon emissions, the target, should drop by 25% by 2025. We got there in 2020. No other country is even close to us. So I'm searching for this climate crisis. I'm looking everywhere. I'm looking outside. I'm looking inside. I'm looking in my top drawer. I cannot find the climate crisis. We have, using fracking and horizontal drilling, with the revolution of natural gas, bringing down costs, bringing down carbon emissions. It's a terrific story, and I wish they wouldn't mess with it. Now they're going to mess with it, and if that happens, the consequences may be quite dire. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it later in the year. But I'm just saying, all these subsidies, there's a lot of green money in this infrastructure bill, okay? Probably not quite half of the bill is green. And if you include mass transit subsidies, that clinches it. But you know what that does? That makes all power and electricity very expensive. And they have to do that because wind and solar is expensive, particularly wind. So you want to go renewable, whether it's the electricity grid, whether it's buses or automobiles, you're making them very expensive by pushing down carbon content. And that's going to hurt middle-income Americans, and it's going to hurt lower-income Americans. You know, the Trump policies gave us cheap and plentiful energy, and the biggest beneficiaries was the blue-collar middle class and the lower-income classes. And Biden's this so-called climate crisis, which I can't find, will raise all these costs and really do a lot of damage to the very people who can least afford it.
Larry, I understand our oil output in America is down from 14 million barrels at the high, but down to 12 million barrels.
Yeah, well, the numbers I looked at recently, John, we hit about a peak in 2019 at about 13.5 million barrels a day. And in 2020 and the first half of 2021, through July, actually, we've been hovering just over 11 million. And, you know, that's really too bad because obviously demand has picked up as the, you know, businesses reopened and the vaccinations have, you know, largely done away with the pandemic. So you're not seeing the pickup in oil output that you'd expect to see. You're not seeing it in natural gas. And, John, that's because the government is leaning on these companies. They're leaning on them, and the companies are afraid to make investments. If they were producing normally, even, let's say, another million barrels, say they got to 12.5 million barrels, John, that would reduce the price, the global price of oil, and would reduce the price of gasoline, which is, what, $3.50 a gallon, something like that nationwide. So who gets hurt? Again, people who drive ordinary
I'm disappointed in President Biden's first 7 months, 6.5 months in office, and it's hurting the country. And if Trump would have approved that pipeline from Russia to Germany, they would have hung him for treason, I guess.
Yep. Well, yeah, it's funny. I was with President Trump last night. We had a terrific dinner of some of the senior people. And that subject came up. You know, the Bidens are giving Russia the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, but they're taking away from the U.S. the XL Keystone Pipeline, and they are preventing drilling in Anwar, both of which approved during the Trump years and reversed during Biden. And I'm telling you, John, gasoline is at least a buck too high because of this.
They're hurting America. They're hurting the poor. They're hurting the middle class by causing price of gasoline to go from $2 to $3.50. And Larry Kudlow, we got to take a break. Thank you, and have a great weekend.
Keep your chin up, though. We'll work through it. It's going to be okay.
God bless. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to come back with Dr. Peter Michalos that will give us an update on the COVID crisis.